So this great yes of our Blessed Mother undoes the no of Adam and Eve to begin the reconciliation. The angel told Mary, first called her full of grace, and we know this title, this name that the angel gives to Mary. It describes who she is, how she is, full of grace, full of favor, always was, is, and will be, completely full of God's grace. The beloved of the Heavenly Father is our Blessed Mother. Then the angel says, "Do not be afraid." How often in the scriptures we see this, when the plan of God, the angel of God, is put forth, it seems the first response is fear. And how many of us cannot relate to that? When we are encountered, when we've come to face what God is asking of us, whether in the big picture, the big vocation of our life, or in the very everyday occurrences where Christ invites us to lay down our life for the sake of the other, how often we're overcome with fear or trepidation or second thoughts. Our Blessed Mother teaches us to persevere, to trust, and to follow. How can this be? We know that maybe 10 or 12 years before this moment, she had been presented to the temple and made a consecrated virgin for the Lord. That was her plan, her understanding of how her life would unfold. But now it seems that God's plan is something else. How often do we have our plan, make our plan with God and for God? And then he presents us with something that seems to be something different. But as the plan continues to be revealed to our Blessed Mother, we see that it was because of that first pledge, that first consecration, that God's plan was able to be fulfilled in her. And so oftentimes, most times, when we say yes to the Lord, we don't have the full picture. Mary teaches us we don't need the full picture. We shouldn't expect or want the full picture. Right now, today, in this moment, Lord, I choose to say yes. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. She's the handmaid of the Lord, the handmaid, the servant, submissive, subordinate to God's will, God's plan. Mary teaches us that we're not in the driver's seat. We're not in charge. We're not in control. And maybe in this season of Lent, these last few days, that desire to control might be the last thing that we need to crucify in our self-will. How deep is that desire for us to want to control, to work alongside God, and to help him make decisions? Our Blessed Mother says, "Be it done unto me, your will be done." This beautiful, beautiful feast, this solemnity, the grandness of the church's glory put before us today, as we with joy remember the Blessed Mother's yes. At the seminary in South Florida, there's a statue of the pregnant mother, our Blessed Mother pregnant with Jesus, reminding us as seminarians and as one day, God willing, priests, that we will, through our preaching, bring forth the Word of God to the world the same way our Blessed Mother brought forth the Word of God to the world. But it's not just for priests, it's for each one of us. Each one of us has this commission, this charge, this obligation to allow the Word of God to take root within us, to take seed within us, to come to fulfillment within us, so that we bring forth that Word of God to the world. The world is in desperate need of the saving message of Jesus Christ. And so do not be afraid. God's plan is being fulfilled in our midst. We simply need to say yes. So we pray for that grace, that as we come forward and give our great amen to Jesus, this is our fiat. Yes, Lord, I believe. Be it done unto me according to your word. Amen.